You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Lillian Curry.
And my name is Colt Raymond.
And this is the Weekly Stool.
Edition T.
Welcome back, everyone.
I just slammed my shin right before we started.
It's okay. It's one of those days here at the stool.
Jeez.
We're happy to be back.
We are.
As always.
On this dreary day.
I actually think there's something romantic in a slight rain. I don't know. I like this weather a
just
lot.
Just like being wet and
fall,
then tracking
and it's kind of drizzling
mud into the house.
No. I don't know. I think it's kind of sweet.
Okay.
That's all. So we're back, better than ever.
are we getting better?
We have quite a lot of music today. Which is kind of rare.
We have a lot this week.
So we're going to do our best to share.
We're
going to
play your favorite 30-second snippets from the greatest songs by T artists.
And we're excited to work on our fading.
Yeah, the fading is going to improve.
It's going to improve.
We promise.
Yeah, I guess we should just start things off.
Yeah, right? I mean, we got to get to it because we got 200 songs for the next hour. So really got
to
speed it up.
To kick off our week, we have Mr. Tom Misch with his song "Before Paris." My favorite song off this album is actually "Movie." If you know that one, Cole.
Yeah, this whole album
is great.
Really cool theme of like love and like also a lot of like film stuff is in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's super cool.
The album is Tom called Misch. Geography. It's from 2018.
Whoa. Fast facts.
All right. This is Before Paris by Tom Misch.
Let's go.
Enjoy.
You're starting to try to be a musician or an artist, something like that. Because you want to make money, because you want to do a job. That's the wrong way. You have to do this because you love it. And it doesn't matter if you broke, you still gonna do it. I mean, I go out to jam sessions and I play regardless of whether I'm getting a check or not. It's about whether you have to love this thing, man. You have to love it and breathe. It's your morning coffee. It's your food. That's why you become an artist. Art is a mirror of society. You know.
Just a little taste.
That was a great way to kick off our week, I feel.
It's a great little taste of what Tom Misch does. Very funky stuff.
Check out that album if you're interested in more.
Very high
Mr.
fi.
Misch. Yeah, very high fi. High
highest,
fi vibes.
The highest the fi gets.
You know, there's
Tom
low
Misch.
Fi, and then there's
mid
fi, and then there's high fi.
And then between those,
he kind of touches on all three of those bases, I feel, at some point in his.
I think it's all high fi. It's all high. I mean, he doesn't have any low mid-fi or any mid-high-fi.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of straight up high.
It's straight up high.
Yeah. All right. Up next, we have Miss Teyana Taylor with her song Gonna Love Me, which is the only song, I believe, off this album that is not explicit.
You're right about that.
So that is why we are playing this tune. This album was produced by Kanye West. That's a fun fact.
Whoa.
And he's featured on one of the songs. Mm-hmm. I think it's...
Hurry.
Hurry, yeah.
Hurry, hurry.
Yeah, so if you like this song, check out the rest of the album. It's not a long one.
22 minutes long.
22 minutes long. I think her voice is kind of cool.
Her voice is very cool.
Very cool, and she's super talented. So, anything else to add, Mr. Raymond?
Let's get it going.
Let's get it going.
Let's go.
All right, this is Gonna Love Me by Teyana Taylor. So yeah, her voice is kind of sick.
Yeah, it is. Extremely, extremely sick.
Extremely sick. She's super talented. Snaps for you, Tay.
Snaps for Tay.
So yeah.
What's up next? We gotta keep it moving this week.
Gotta keep it grinding. Up next on the stool.
Up next, what is it?
It is One of These Nights by Theo Katzmann.
Whoa, really?
Whoa.
Theo Katzmann.
Yeah, the Theo Katzmann.
So Theo kind of went off solo from Wolfpack, and he does like guitar and vocals in his own band called Theo Katzmann. Very creatively named.
He's a pretty sharp looking guy.
He's extremely sharp looking, extremely sharp playing. And this is their cover of One of These Nights by the Eagles. Playing it in Berlin.
Live.
Very, very cool. One of the best. One of the best, in my opinion. Very hot takes.
Very hot. Very niche best.
Extremely hot takes being made over here at the Weekly Stool.
Only ever.
Only ever.
Hot takes.
All one right, of
here
these
we go.
Nights.
This is one of these nights with Theo Katzman.
Thank you.
One of these nights, I'm going to go see Theo, and I'm going to pray to him.
One of these nights, I'm going to go see Wolf Peck.
They come around in the fall. Every fall, they come to New York. So
okay, so next fall.
We missed it.
So we missed our opportunity for the year. But next fall, next autumn.
I saw them the last day of summer before my sophomore year.
That was a
great last day, but I was really tired on the first day of school.
This artist I worked with over the summer, actually, Jen, while I was working with her, she went to a Den Company show, and then she also went to a Wolf Peck show.
Whoa.
In the 3-week span I was working with her.
That's like,
and I would
it's
just
like
have
my,
to,
my major lineup right
now. I know,
there.
I would just have to sit and watch the videos at work all day.
Be like, thanks.
I was like, thanks for inviting me, Jen. Thanks, fake Jen. Friend.
I don't like this Jen character.
Fake Jen. Nah, she was great. She teaches art at my old high school now.
Oh, that's fun.
The young ones, the kindergartners.
The little
first graders.
Ones. The little babies.
Really sweet lady. Shout out Jen.
Shout out Jen. All right, so what's up next, you ask? Well, nobody asked for it, but we're bringing it to you.
We're bringing it to you.
This is Throat Punch.
Yes, okay.
So Throat Punch, I think, might be out of commission. I'm not sure, but my friend Sammy from home started this punk band called Throat Punch, and now he has a different band called Salvare or something like that. But this is their like one song called The Grave. It's very intense.
All right, so to switch it up, here's some punk rock.
Here's
music.
Some punk rock from New
for
Jersey.
You. From New Jersey.
Yeah, this one's for Sammy Andrews, my childhood friend.
Enjoy Throat Punch with The Grave. Okay.
That's a lot of fun.
That was something.
Yeah. I love Sammy. He's a great drummer. That wasn't him on vocals. That was
I'm
his friend Vinny Negro. He's a great man, great singer. But yeah, I mean, did you enjoy that?
Yeah, that was something special.
What about you, Sarah?
Oh yeah, that I'm so glad I was here to experience that.
Yeah. So glad that we were all here to hear that.
We were all here to hear that.
I was able to broadcast that over FM waves.
Okay. Up next, to switch the vibe check right now. We're gonna take it back.
Taking it back.
Less punk rock, more
TLC.
TLC. We're gonna play their classic bop, No Scrubs.
To cleanse your palate.
I wanted to play my remix for because I have a great SoundCloud remix.
Okay, Lily. Okay,
but
Lily.
Cole doesn't like it.
I'm looking it up right now.
No, we're not going to actually.
No Scrubs. All right,
here's...
No. Yes. No Scrubs.
No, because it doesn't get good until
Remix SoundCloud.
It's actually called No Love. The remix is called No
Who's
Love.
Who's it by?
I don't know.
You don't know who it's by?
No. My friend Sky from home.
Is it by Sonder?
It has the heart on the cover.
Is it by Chris J?
No. We're never going to find it. Anyway, no, because we have so much music to share today, Cole.
No.
Cole.
Scrubs.
It's not called No Scrubs.
What is it called? No Love?
No Love. But here is...
No Love.
I'm just going to play it on my end if you don't play it on your computer.
No, 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 no. Oh, I got it. I got it. No, I didn't get it. This is a different heart.
This is TLC with their number one... Is it their number one song?
It must be.
It's not.
Okay, I can't find it. I'll just play it. I'll just play the regular one.
Okay, this is TLC's number one song, No Scrubs. I also really
we're gonna find the remix.
I also really like Waterfalls by them, but.
But what?
But we're not gonna play it.
We can play it if you want.
Here is TLC with No Scrubs.
All right, fine. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride.
Trying to holler at me.
Lily, what are you being for Halloween?
Well, that's a great question, Cole.
Well, because you got that wig, right?
I have a pink wig.
Yes.
I have a green shirt.
Green shirt.
And I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do with those two things. Watermelon.
What else? You have like glasses, right?
Yeah, I have glasses. I have some boxing gloves.
You could be like, okay.
I have mouse ears.
You could be like a fighting mouse and mermaid hybrid.
From the future.
If you. Because
I also have Cyclops glasses.
Cyclops glasses.
Like the superhero.
Does it have one glass in the middle?
No, it's like this. It's like they're the glasses.
Oh, it's just like a bar.
Like a bar.
Dude, those are like so cool.
Blue lens.
Yeah, and futuristic. Then white on the outside. It's futuristic.
But we'll see. I'm doing that. I have some cargo pants that are gonna be used at some point.
Yeah, those?
No, my roommates.
Did you ask her?
Did you ask Danny her first? Yesterday.
Because I know how Danny feels
and
about
I have
her
a
pants.
Halo, so I'm going to do an angel one time. I need four costumes. I have none.
Whoa. You could wear the same one, like I'm probably going to
do. I might do that, yeah. I believe me and Jack Garceau are doing Jim and Pam from The Office, their Halloween costumes. So he's going to be a three-hole punch, and I'm going to be a cat.
Actually, they were never... Were they that together? They weren't together at that
they
point.
They weren't together, but... That's what we're doing.
No, that was like season like two.
Anyway, yeah. What are you being for Halloween, Cole?
Oh, well, I mean, I was thinking of being a plumber because I want to wear my overalls.
But we'll go to the party store.
Yeah, I could be like a farmer.
You can go to the party store tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
Or Thursday.
Or I could just like not wear anything except for the overalls.
That would kind of be uncomfortable.
No shoes, no socks, no shirt. And I could just be like a crazy person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could do that. I could pull that off.
Okay. Up next, we have Thundercat. Oh, we gotta start moving. Jeez. Okay.
Yeah, we really have to keep moving okay. here because we're a half hour in.
Up next, I'm also, guys, today it is one of the hottest days here at the stool. For some reason, the air stool. Is very thick down here.
Why don't we call it the weekly oven?
Yes, it's boiling. We're boiling down here.
Boiling. My blood is boiling. I'm
so
burning
this
alive.
This is gonna be Thundercat with Them Changes. Anything you want to add, Cole?
This song is so cool. The drum beat is like super unique. It's like, yeah. I love this song so much. Thundercat is amazing. Bass and vocals. A lot of it's in falsetto, and he plays like a 7-string or 6-string or whatever crazy amount of strings on his bass. A lot of envelope filter, like a lot of like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Thundercat has to come out with a branded envelope filter pedal.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This is Them Changes with Thundercat.
Let's
Bye,
go.
Thundercat. I love that song.
Yeah, it's happy memories. Yeah, agreed.
Okay, so the next song, I have to give a fair warning.
Super
if you're
weird.
If you're prone to like seizures or like
or like mind blowing moments,
mind blowing musical listen. Moments. Yeah, this is definitely a top 10 musical moment of all time.
This is, I think, probably one of the coolest songs of ever.
It's not
you
like
know the, you know how they, it sounds like they're opening doors to the whole song. Yeah. So the whole song in my head takes place in like an apartment building.
Yeah.
And people are like running up and down the stairs and opening doors, and each door they open is like a different musical experience.
Yeah, it's so
you'll,
cool.
You'll see, it's super, super, super cool.
Yeah. So if you're ever, you know, wanting to blow your mind, definitely check out Tennyson. This song is Like What by Tennyson.
Enjoy. Yeah, trip out.
Don't enjoy. Just sit back and trip out.
Trip out. Bye-bye.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right. That song is never old.
All the organs in my body just switched spots with a different organ.
There's so much stuff going on, so many layers.
My
to
liver's
that song.
In my head, my brain is in my foot.
And then you're in a rainforest for like 2 seconds, and then birds.
It's like, weird. What? It's really, really crazy.
Really crazy.
Bringing you those hits.
We need to listen to you more those favorites. Tennyson.
Yeah, we could do an entire Tennyson show.
We could do like musical experience show where it's like physical experiences encompassed in music. So it's like walking like that, or like running around, opening doors.
That's such
that should
a good
be one
idea.
Of your playlists, like how you have like worst intros ever, whatever.
Yes, I have a lot of really
like worst intros ever
specific playlists.
The one that Jack Harrington sent you about weird,
interesting
music
production. Yeah, I have a bunch of like playlists that are like movies soundtracks, like hypothetical movies. I have that. I have my dancing playlist.
Dancing playlist. Sad but I think we songs. Should do one. Or we should do an episode. I'll do an episode maybe next semester when you're not here. That's.
Yeah, when
musical
I'm in, when I'm in Germany.
When you're in Germany. All right, up next, to keep the ball rolling.
Up next.
We have, of course, the Talking Heads.
Yes, this is a...
Not
this is
the
a,
Talking Heads, just Talking
Heads. Just Talking Heads. Apparently, they apparently. Changed it or something.
This is Road to Nowhere by Talking Heads.
And currently, we are on a road to nowhere.
To nowhere.
That's the way I feel recently about life. Is that we're not going anywhere.
But eventually, that road to nowhere turns into a someplace. So we'll end up there one
let's,
day.
Let's see what the Talking Heads have to say about this, road
this road
to Here nowhere.
We go. Enjoy. Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. What we want and the future.
The Talking Heads, they like to sit.
There's no the Cole.
Okay, whatever. Talking Heads, they like to sit in like these kind of grooves for a long time, just like grooving it out.
Which is great. Which is great. We don't necessarily have time for it right now.
We do not have time. We have more teas to get to.
Many more. Many, 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 many more teas.
So one of the I would say the most popular like psychedelic rock artist right now, Tame Impala, just released a new single.
And they're releasing a new album.
A new album in February
14th. Valentine's Day, aka a day after my little sister's birthday, which is February 13th.
Which is 3 days after my birthday, February 10th. Which is
3 days after Cole's birthday.
Yes. So we're not going to play that new song because that would be too predictable.
So instead,
we're going to play Expectation. This is my favorite Tame Impala song. Let's go. I think we need to switch this album.
I know, we do need some new Kiefer. Background. We need
new background.
I love
music.
This Kiefer, though.
You put on different Kiefer.
I mean, there's not a lot of, let's see, we got Kicking It Alone, which Ooh. Sounds something like this. Ooh.
Ooh, it's a little jazzier.
That's kind of nice. The album cover is a polo shirt, but zoomed in on...
The tag.
The tag that just says Kiefer.
Oh.
Which is kind of cute.
That's kind of nice. That's cute.
All right, up next, completely switching the vibe, per usual.
Vibe check.
We have Be Your Girl by Tedra Moses, featuring K Tronada, which, if you know me, I love K Tronada.
K Tronada is amazing.
Amazing.
Bridging the gap between jazz and, like, dance music.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Super, super dope.
So, yeah, check out K Tronada.
K Tronada and Tedra Moses, Be Your Girl.
Let's go.
Girl, this Ooh, is the K Tronada. I mean, the Kiefer we have playing in the background
yeah,
right now.
It's a little loud. Ooh,
let's try that.
I like it.
Butterfly inside my house.
Oh,
it's cute.
Butterfly inside my house.
All right, up next, would you like to introduce the song, Cole?
Yes. This song is called Oseo San by Totoro. They're like a French math rock band. So
math rock?
Math rock.
Can we define that for our dedicated listeners?
Well, math rock, to set it apart from regular rock, has a lot more math involved.
Ah.
And I think
you don't say.
I think you'll see what I'm talking about when we play it, but you can tell when they were writing it, it didn't really look like sheet music. It looked like, you know, calculations.
Calculus. Yeah.
So that's what math rock is.
I love that. I love that interdisciplinary stuff, like math and writing, or math and music.
Yeah.
Or math and science. I mean, math and science.
Math and
literature and science. And
math and writing.
Math.
And you're reading those essays, right?
Math and... I am reading those essays right now. Yeah. I'm reading a Davis Foster Wallace book that has a combination of essays and various theses in it. And he writes like kind of mathy, kind of sciencey.
We love interdisciplinary approaches.
Learning here at this liberal arts college,
where the arts are liberal,
liberal
and the students are not.
Okay, this is Oseo-san by Totoro, which
Let's
is
go.
Also one of my favorite movies of all time. Talking about interdisciplinary things,
it's art versus art, my friend.
All right, here we go.
Do you get what I mean by math rock now?
Math rock, yeah.
Yeah, it's like calculus rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
very tight, very well done.
Yeah, they're extremely tight.
Extremely tight.
But they do like math rock that's like more chill than most of like equivalent music, because their tones are all really basic, mm-hmm, so it's not like really in your face as much. It gives more room for chillness, chill vibes.
For chill vibes.
Yeah.
We love some good chill vibes.
So this next one, oh man, we're running out
we're
of time
have to
here.
Fade this one, but it's okay.
This next one, I think you'll all recognize. This is by Toots and the Maytals. This song was introduced to me by my friend Barry from home, so shout out Barry. And yeah, this is a cover, so.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Listen, more seven.
Country roads take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads.
That was beautiful.
That was really nice.
Yeah. All right, so we had to cut it short because we got to get to this last song, and we can only play like a minute of it. But it's going to be fun anyway. It was a great tea week.
You have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. I am and always will be Lillian Curry.
And I am and always will be Cole Raymond. And this has been the Weekly Stool Edition Tea.
Come back next time for ABCDFGH together with Vicarosti. You.
You.
And here's Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Tears for Fears.
I know you're waiting for it.
I've been waiting for this song.